We go to the third inning here in Washington. Mets with a 4-1 lead over the Nationals. Patrick.
Thank you very much, Howie. Here is Francisco Lindor to lead off. Takes the first pitch from Patrick Corbin for a called strike. It's 0-1. We're coming to you live from the Bigelow Tea broadcast booth. Bigelow Tea, grab a mug and tea proudly. Lindor 1-for-1 tonight with a run scored. The 0-1. Called strike once again. Same spot with a sinker, and it's no balls and two strikes. It's 4-1, Mets on top. Game 1 of 2 here from Nats Park. The 0-2 skips up to the plate and back to the backstop. And it's 1-2 on Lindor. Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor, back-to-back base hits against Corbin to start the game. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Backhanded by Ruiz, and it's 2-2. .34 pitches now for Patrick Corbin. Left-hander ready from the windup. Drops the glove to his belt. Pitch. Swing a line drive foul back to the netting. And the count remains even. 2-2. Right side of the infield swings towards the middle with Lindor batting from the right side. Keboom tight to the line over at third. The 2-2. Swing a pop-up foul out of play. Just to our right. Count remains even 2-2. What was a hot and muggy day here in Washington has turned out to be
a hot, cool, muggy night.
2-2 outside, 3-2. I was going to say it's quite pleasant, but we do have the air conditioning.
Well,
on.
Yeah, I mean, that does mitigate some of that heat, but I love the heat. Gotta love it. It's baseball weather.
Payoff pitch from Corbin. Swinging a fly ball, hit well, left center field towards the gap. Young is on the run, back to the warning track. He turns, and it's gone. Lindor tucked it just around the bullpen in left center field for a solo home run, his 26th of the season. And the Mets take a 5-1 lead.
See, loves the heat too.
Second home run hit by the Mets tonight. One by Francisco Alvarez, and now one by Francisco Lindor. And here comes Jeff McNeil. First pitch. Breaking ball. In for a called strike. It's 0-1. So you're not one of those people when the calendar turns to September, you want to throw a hoodie on and sit out in the cool weather?
Want to? No.
Next pitch, check swing. They appeal the third. Brendan Miller says McNeil went around. It's 2-2.
No, just keep that temperature in the 80s and even low 90s, and I'm a happy man. That's right, low 90s. Deal with it.
0-2. Down and away, 1-2. I would always rather be cold.
I know a lot of people, and probably the majority of them, feel that way. They don't live in Florida, though.
That's right. I feel like I can always warm myself up. 1-2 pitch. Just off the plate away. It's 2-2.
Well, you can always cool off by going into air conditioning.
Sure.
And people say, oh, I could put layers and layers on to stay. How many layers can a human being possibly put on if it's 10 degrees outside?
2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip, and McNeil is down on strikes.
Let's put it this way. What was it, 90, around noontime, lunchtime. What was it today? It's in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I went for a delightful walk and then had lunch. If it's 10 degrees, you think I'm going for a walk? I'm staying under the covers if it's 10 degrees.
You wear a parka.
I need to wear more than a parka. You need a paper mate. You need a Bic. You need everything.
Here's Pete Alonso. First pitch, swung on, driven down the left field line, but hooking foul into the second deck. Counts 2-1. 5-1 Mets in the third. Alonso, sacrifice fly tonight. The 0-1, down low, 1-1. Alonso now with 101 RBIs to go along with 41 home runs. The 1-1 down low. Two balls and one strike. It was a little bit of a tough run for Pete. 11 games without a home run. He was two for his last 22. But since then, he's now 6 for 16 as he swings through the next pitch, and it's two balls and two strikes. And of course, he has tremendous numbers against Patrick Corbin. 5 career home runs and average over 320. 5-1 Mets in the third. Two balls and two strikes with one away. Corbin from the windup pitch. Foul back. It's 2-2. Mark Vientos waits on deck. Outfield plays Pete deep all the way around. Jake Lou up the middle, swung towards the middle of the diamond. Manessis way off the line over at first base. 2-2 pitch. Upstairs, three balls and two strikes. No Dom Smith tonight with the left-hander on the mound. And for Joey Manessis over at first, it's just his 15th game this year, primarily a DH. 3-2. Swing a soft ground ball hit foul towards the Mets dugout on the third base side. And the count is full, three balls and two strikes. Still just one out here in the third. Patrick Corbin about to throw his 49th pitch of the night. Ready to go once again, and the payoff to Alonso. Swung on, popped up. On the infield to the right of the mound, Manessis comes in and makes the catch for the second out. Two outs, here's Mark Vientos. Mets Baseball is brought to you by your local Honda dealers. Contact a dealer for a great deal today or visit tryhondadealers.com. Vientos hit by a pitch back in the first. Mets challenged what was not ruled a hit by pitch. First to Vientos, swung on, popped up, right side, out of play. Lands about 10 rows deep into this evenly dispersed crowd here at Nationals Park. No balls at one strike. Corbin ready. Kicks, pitch. Skips into the plate. It's one ball and one strike. Vientos, who entered tonight, 5 for his last 10. And he did have 2 hits against Patrick Corbin when the two faced each other earlier this year. The 1-1. Down low, 2 balls, 1 strike. Patrick Corbin, who grew up about 20 minutes north of Syracuse, grew up a big Yankees fan. 2-1 pitch. Swing, a line drive to center field that sends Young going back. He gets turned around on the warning track. It's over his head, and it bangs up against the wall and rolls into right center field. Vientos hits second. He's on his way to third. Cole sends it in. The relay is bobbled, and it's a triple for Mark Vientos. And the Mets have a 2-out base runner in scoring position. And for Vientos, it's his first triple of the season.
And he's not going to hit too many. That's not the way he profiles. But one thing's for sure, I guess the right foot that's been bothering him is okay, as he had no problem going from home to third. But it was the perfect kind of play to produce a Mark Vientos triple, because, again, he's not a fast runner. And that ball took such a hard carom off the wall and rolled along the warning track and onto the grass a bit. It took time for it to be played back in, and that gave Vientos huffing and puffing all the time to get to third.
Here's Alvarez. First pitch is outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Center field is a triangle, and it peaks at 402, and it hit the left side of that wall. Next pitch is down and away. It's two balls and no strikes, and it caromed perfectly to right field, and the Nationals are fortunate that Alex Call was backing up. But Vientos off and running with his first triple. Two balls and no strikes on Alvarez, who has a 3-run home run already tonight. 2-0 pitch. Outside. And it's 3-0. And you wonder if they are pitching around Alvarez with an open base and the left-hander Brett Beatty on deck.
It'd probably be well advised to do that.
3-0 the count. And the pitch. Outside, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk. And here comes Beatty, who flied out to right field. And his first trip to the plate, that's the Mets' first walk of the game, brought to you by Total Ortho Express, where you can just walk in, no appointment needed. So here's Beatty getting the start against the left-hander. Corbin's first pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Haven't seen Brett Beatty a ton against lefties this season. But I remember talking with Brett when he first came up about facing lefties. And how it can benefit young players to face left-handers early, because they play every day in the minors. 1-0 pitch. It's outside. Two balls and no strikes. You know, when the Brett Beattys of the world are coming up from double, triple A, they're not getting nights off facing left-handed pitching. Two balls and no strikes pitch. Breaking ball. Bends to the bottom part of the zone for a called strike. And it's 2-1. Beatty bats with runners at first and third and a run home in the third. 5-1 Mets. Corbin kicks, pitch, swing and a miss. Waved at a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Beatty against left-handers this season, hitting just .159. 10 hits and 63 at-bats. Runner goes from first, 2-2 pitches outside for a ball. Ruiz cannot handle it, which means Alvarez goes into second base standing up with a stolen base.
His first in the major leagues.
So a stolen base for Francisco Alvarez, sponsored by Dunkin'. The Mets run on Dunkin'. And now there's a pair in scoring position for Beatty in a full count. Corbin sets. And the payoff. Swain, a bouncing ball, hit foul. First base side, Wayne Kirby bends down, makes a clean pickup, tosses it into the Nats dugout. Right to his counterpart, Eric Young Jr., who's standing on the top step. Three balls and two strikes on Brett Beatty, clears some dirt, steps out. Corbin bent at the waist, a long look in, plays with the baseball behind his back and comes set. Runners off second and third. Pitch swung on, popped up, shallow left, and it falls in, a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Alvarez. He'll score without a throw. It's a two-out, two-run single for Brett Beatty, and the Mets have opened up a 7-1 lead in the third.
Now, that's big for Beatty, getting the hit off the left-hander, aside from driving in the two runs, which gave the Mets a six-run cushion. And the Nationals, you would imagine, are going to have to get the bullpen up. Jim Hickey, their pitching coach, is on his way to the mound, but I suppose Corbin can live with the two long balls, the one by Alvarez and the one by Lindor. But that little flare that brought in two runs, that will frost Corbin's flakes, but maybe make the day for Brett Beatty against the left-hander.
So two more runs home for the Mets. And Buck Showalter has been very honest talking about how he plans to approach games against teams who are contending. He feels that there's a certain level of respect that you owe to the teams around the league. But when you're playing a team like the Nationals, you can be a bit aggressive with your lineups and give players like Beatty an opportunity to hit against left-handers. And it paid off. He got a pitch on the hands and he just fought it off. And here's Ronnie Mauricio, who is 0-1. Sharp ground ball hit to Jake Alou over at second base for a ground out. First pitch. Swinging a line drive foul over the netting, and it's no balls and one strike. And we've talked about the loud contact for Ronnie Mauricio. That ground ball, he hit 105 miles per hour. Five for 12 now in his big league career, the 0-1. Swinging a one-hop line drive towards short. Picked by Vargas, the shortstop. He goes the short way to second for one. And that is the final out in the third inning. But not before the Mets score three runs on a home run by Francisco Lindor and a two-run single by Brett Beatty. It's a six-run cushion for Jose Quintana, who's back to work right after this on the WCBS Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers. Let's go!